Hey, this is Micah, and you're listening to Get Lost, Episode 2. Today I'm going to be talking about Avi's most recent historical fiction novel, The Player King. Okay, so The Player King is set in England in 1486, and our main character is a young orphan boy named Lambert Simnel. Now, all of Lambert's life, he has been working and living at a tavern in Oxford, and he doesn't really know anything about his past life. He doesn't know who his parents are or where he came from, so really the only life he knows is living and working at the tavern. And then one day, a mysterious priest comes to the tavern and purchases Lambert from his owner and takes him away, and he's not telling Lambert where he's being taken. Lambert keeps asking him. He can't get a clear answer out of him. And then one day, when it's just him and Brother Simmons alone in this house where they are being boarded, Brother Simmons tells Lambert that he is actually not Lambert Simnel, but Prince Edward, the true King of England. Now, the reason this was such a huge deal is because the current King of England, Henry VII, was not the true heir to the throne. He had actually killed the current king, Henry VI, and imprisoned two young princes and put himself on the English throne. One of those princes he imprisoned being Prince Edward. The other one was executed, so I don't even need to tell you about him. He did not end up so well. So Prince Edward was imprisoned in the Tower of London, and then no one had really heard of him for a while, so everyone assumed that he was dead. So all of the, I guess you would call them loyalists, I don't even know if that's the right term in this, but all the people who want to have a true heir of England, a true heir to the throne on the English throne and not Henry VII, kind of disappeared. So when this priest tells Lambert that he is not Lambert Simnel, but he is actually Prince Edward, it kind of rocks his world for two reasons. One reason being what I just said, and the other reason being that he knows nothing about himself. The only life he has known is working and living in this little tavern in this little part of Oxford. And that's been his whole life. He's never really, he's never left the tavern. He's never even left, you know, the few streets around his tavern. So he is very, very, very closed and small-minded, and he doesn't really know anything at all outside the regular human survival knowledge. So at first he doesn't believe this guy, and he just completely blows it off, and he thinks like, this guy's crazy and I have to get out of here. And he tries to escape several times throughout the book, but then Brother Simmons continues to tell him this, continues to tell him that he's actually Prince Edward. And after a while, Brother Simmons starts giving him an education, and he starts giving him all of these facts and dates and people to memorize, and his family tree and historical events and all this stuff that a king would need to know. And starts telling Lambert how he's going to overthrow Henry VII and become the true King of England. And we see a little bit of a change with Lambert. Not much. A couple of times he starts to actually believe Brother Simmons, and he starts to actually think like, hey, maybe I actually am the prince. Maybe I'm just forgetting. Maybe I worked at this tavern so long that my mind just went blank. And then there are a couple of times where he thinks like, wow, this guy is crazy, and I totally did not believe him, and trying to get away and trying to get back to the life that he once knew, that's stable and where he knows nobody's crazy. And so he starts to either go along with it, and then he starts to pull back from it. And he just kind of does these cycles. And then we get to one part in the book where he actually starts to find out that this thing about him being the king maybe isn't all there is to the story, and that there are actually two other people who are involved in this story to maybe help them more than to help Lambert. And then in the very end of the book is the kind of climax of the story, and that would be the Battle of Stoke Field. So the Battle of Stokefield is when Lambert Simnel, the player king, and his English army fought against King Henry VII and his army. And it happened July 16th, 1486. And you can look it up if you want to. It's a crazy story. But this whole story, the player king, is based off of the true story of Lambert Simnel, who played being king against King Henry VII in the 1400s. So definitely check it out. It's a very cool story. So he fights against King Henry VII's army, and of course he does not succeed because King Henry VII has a much larger force than Lambert could ever imagine having. And that was another point that I forgot to point out. So when Lambert is shown his army, at first he thinks like, wow, this is the largest army in the world. But in truth, it was only a few thousand men. But Lambert had nothing to compare it to. He had never even seen this many people in one place in his life. So seeing all of these guys together in one big group, all there ready to serve him, he felt pretty high and mighty. And like, hey, I'm going to be able to win this battle against King Henry VII easy. I'll put on the throne and everything will be cool. But then when he gets there and he sees Henry VII's forces, it dawns on him how small his force really is. And then basically everyone just starts to lose hope and fall apart from there. So the battle goes incredibly, incredibly bad for their side. They lose most of their men, and those who were not killed retreat and run away into the woods, leaving Lambert Simnel on a hill with King Henry VII's army at his feet. And he is taken prisoner, and he is taken to King Henry VII's court, and he is put on trial in front of King Henry VII. And King Henry pardons him. He could have been executed. He could have been thrown in prison for life. He pardons him and basically says that you are going to work in my kitchen as a kitchen boy for the rest of your life. So he got off pretty easy, I think. But it's a pretty funny turn how the whole thing comes full circle. But a couple of the other characters, such as Brother Simmons, is thrown in prison for the rest of his life. And a couple other of the main characters in this novel are executed or thrown in prison. So the whole story doesn't necessarily end happily, but it's a very interesting story. And pretty much Lambert's life comes full circle. He starts with being a nobody in a kitchen, to finding out that he is a king, to finding out that he is not a king, to being captured by the king and made a slave in the king's kitchen. So it's a pretty funny full circle there. But I highly, highly recommend this book to all of you guys who are listening. If you like historical fiction, if you like medieval history, you are going to love this book. Please do yourself a favor and check it out. All right, so if you end up reading The Player King by Avi and liking it, I would love to hear what you think. If you want to go over to my blog, micahcummins.com, you will see this podcast episode and all of my other episodes, and you can leave your comment there. I would love to hear what you think, and I would love to hear your feedback as well. So thank you guys so much for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode of Get Lost.